Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Another fantastic Thursday. As a matter of fact, this Thursday is one of the most beautiful Thursdays of the entire summer, if you ask me. But anyway, without further ado, I want to introduce tonight, as I have promoted, a fabulous fellow that I was so happy to finally meet. I met him. I've been on his page forever, and he was so gracious to post my radio shows. It's Art Gallagher, and he is the founder, I believe, and administrator of Monmouth County News and also Monmouth County Musings, which is a blog, and he has a website, and that is about news and whatever having to do with Monmouth County. It's a news and media blog. So welcome, Art Gallagher.
Yay! Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show, Nancy. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. It was very gracious of you to do so, and I'm thrilled that you've been enjoying and getting value out of the Monmouth County News Group, and that you enjoy my website, which is moremonmouthmusings.net, for those who are listening. moremonmouthmusings.net. It's a horrible name to remember.
Oh, no, it until isn't. You start I like it.
Yeah, but it kind of be, you know, I created it on a lark about 12 years ago, and then it kind of stuck, and so that's what it is. The URL Monmouth County News is taken, so we'll keep going.
Well, I want to put a note, you know, the interview, I'll put Monmouth County Musings .net, so people can go to your website and have that full address. So that's
good,
what it is, right? Monmouth County Musings .net. Okay, cool.
No, that's not it. It's more,
what is
M-O-R-E,
it?
More Monmouth Musings.
Oh, okay, moremonmouthmusings.net. Fabulous. I have
there
to
you
have
go.
It correct. Okay, great. Okay, so let me ask you this question, and then we're going to get back to what you do, like, on a daily basis. My question is more about your youth and growing up. So I wanted to know, like, who influenced you the most when you were growing up and why? Like, in other words, into becoming who you are today, who was the most influential person in your life growing up?
I don't know if I could pick one, and I don't think I'm unique by thinking first of, you know, my parents, my mother and my father, having grown up in Bergenfield, New Jersey. My mother was is a first-generation American. Her parents came off the boat from Ireland in the early 1900s. And my father was the 10th of 11 children from a big Irish Catholic family. And I was born in St. Vincent's Hospital in Manhattan in 1958, and lived the first year of my life in their apartment in the just across the river of the Harlem River from Columbia University in the Bronx, and then we moved out to Bergenfield, New Jersey, in 1960. And, you know, they were the biggest, which was a real middle-class, part blue-collar, part middle management kind of a town in Bergen County. And, you know, and I grew up in that culture and in the public school system there. So my parents and my teachers in the Bergenfield school system in terms of adults and my siblings, my sister and my younger sister and my two younger brothers all have influenced my life, you know, from an early age until I went on to college in 1976.
Oh, okay. I have a few years on you, Art. Anyway,
couple, but you look, but you look better than I do.
No. Anyway, thank you. But I do keep saying that all the time. I go, I just don't understand it. You know, I definitely don't look. Well, I'm not going to say it tonight. People are getting sick of it, I'm sure. But anyway, so I want to get back to when I started posting on your page long before I knew who you were. And you were really so nice to allow my radio shows You know, well, I think they are of interest to Monmouth County because they were mainly like, you know, I grew up in Asbury Park, so they were musicians and they were painters, all creative people. They were painters, you know, they were writers. It was great. And then as of just, I have 5 years in radio and I just started, it happened with my very first a friend that wrote a book, who's a civil rights activist, Kay Harris. And this was just like a few months ago. And she had written a book. She's a civil rights activist as well, and she had written a book. So I had her on. Then it ended up, well, I had already had the two Asbury Park mayors on. But then I had the senator on, you know, Jennifer Beck. And then I said, well, you know, I got in touch with you. I have to have you on my show. And it just kind of flowed that way. So I'm very happy to have you on because it's kind of taken a new direction. But the truth of the matter is I've so run out of artists almost. I've interviewed so many people. I just have really probably Prince and Bon Jovi left. So, you know, I'll work on that.
Oh, my God.
But getting back to you again.
I'm very happy to be in the company of some of your distinguished guests like Senator Beck, but and I think your artist should get back on the show. There's so many talented
again,
people. Yeah, so have
they
them.
They want to come on again.
Yeah, the Monmouth County News Group has really grown well, you know, way beyond my expectations. It was something that I started on Facebook, kind of as, you know, a way, let's see if I can get more website traffic from Facebook to more Monmouth Musings. And I started it back in December, just before Christmas of 2014. So it'll be almost 3 years at the end. It'll be 3 years at the end of this year. And I just put, you know, a couple hundred of my Facebook friends into the group and then watched it grow. And as of right now, it's got 31,337 members in it.
Oh,
so it's grown at a clip of faster than 10,000 a year. And I opened it up as someone who's participating in the media, I always found it peculiar that periodical publications like the Asbury Park Press or NJ.com, which is a Star Ledger, and the big ones, the New York Times, they would try to control the reader's reading habits. And it's like, the internet doesn't work that way. You're looking at your own device, your phone or your computer, and you can just click. And there's so many good news websites that have developed in Monmouth County in particular, from Red Bank Green, which is a great site that John Ward runs out of Red Bank. And he's focused on that area. I mean, I remember asking a reporter who now works for Gannett, Dustin Rassiopi, who was working for John at Red Bank Green many years ago, if he was going to cover an event that Congressman Pallone was having down in Jupiter. This was down in Long Branch. This goes back to 2010, and he said Long Branch is like Jupiter to us. We, you know, we just don't go outside of our circle. And then down in your neck of the woods, Dan Jacobson, who's the publisher of the Tri-City News, has got the Asbury Park Sun, which does a great job covering Asbury Park and Deal and the Wanamassa section of Ocean Township. And then there's more and more popping up. The TAP sites, which is who started as the Alternative Press. There's a guy by the name of Michael Shapiro from Union County, I think New Providence, who has started to franchise hyperlocal news sites. And I started my site as a political commentary site back in 2005. It was on
I saw that.
It was a Blogspot. It was a Blogspot site. It wasn't even, you know, my own domain name. And it was political commentary and activism. And then in 2010, a friend of mine asked me for a job, and it was a very difficult time in my business at the time, which was vehicle and equipment leasing. But I knew this person was a big fan of the site, and I knew we had about the same traffic that people like Red Bank Green were getting, and they were selling ads. So I said, well, I'll start my own site and start selling ads. And she sold $6,000 worth of ads the first month and then quit. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm stuck with this. I already took these people's money and spent it.
So that's how I got
into the blogging business.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of all the people that, you know, make it so wonderful for information to be distributed through the internet, you know, Chris Jordan, I had Chris Jordan on my show, and he's the features entertainment and features writer for the Asbury Park Press. I have had
Chris puts his stuff in the Monmouth County News Group, too, and that's what
I opened
it up to reporters. Yeah.
Well, I promote worldwide. I was asked, just for you to know, and most people I've said, I was sought out. I did my own blog via Blog Talk Radio in the very beginning of my career because I'm really a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and I have an album out, and John Haring. I always end up telling people this. They probably say, Nancy, stop telling everybody. But when I have new people on that don't know, you know, well, I think I might have told you, so we'll skip that. But I have a song right now. I just looked on Reverb Nation. I check every now and then. And, you know, my song's number 3, you know, in the country charts. Continuously for 4.5 years with no promotion. And I'm like, I have to get a manager or something. I do all of my radio and my Facebook pages, my LinkedIn and Twitter. It's all for fun and for free. What I finally did last year was I was going to be in a movie, and I've done documentaries about Bruce Springsteen, and I've done different documentaries, but I was asked to do, you know, a speaking part in film. So I said, I did the screen test, and I said, yes, so I did it. But I wanted a really pretty smile, and I thought, what's wrong with me? I'm going to ask this dentist to be, sponsor my show, because I pay for my show. Like, I didn't pay for a long, long, long time, but then Blog said, oh, no, if you want to continue your shows, you can do as many as you want, but it's going to be this much a month. And I said, well, sure, I can, you know, I can do that, even though I'm retired, I can do that. So I only do 2 shows a month, and in the summer, sometimes I take off a little time, but I've been promoting. But I talk about them at the end of the show. But getting back to, I literally have a box with over 150 cards of people that are waiting to come on my show. But I was asked to go with 3 different internet radio shows. I was asked, just mention 2 of them. I was asked to go with Rock and Tommy and do a show before his show. And then I was asked to go with Hamilton Radio. And when I looked on it, they were the number 1. They're still, I think, the number 1 internet radio. They play, of course, music. And then I was their first live talk radio show host. Now they have 23. So after 2.5 years of driving to Trenton and having so many people, or Trenton, as they say, I had so many people wanting to come on my show, like Willie Nile. He was up in Buffalo. All these artists just, you know, wanted to come on, James Maddox. All these people want to come on my show, and they don't want to drive to be on the show. But anyway, getting back to you, I want to find out, like, okay, so you've got, really, you've always been interested, I'm sure, in the news, right? And telling
yes.
the news. Because I put in the promo, too, that you had iCamp, you gave us the amount, but 30,000 members. And the real interesting part of it is that you have over 26,000 per Facebook active members. I mean, that is really awesome. So I really congratulated you on that. Kudos to you, because I think I really don't know how many listeners I have, because I'm doing my own promotion. Blog, you know, the way I do my show now at home, you know, and it's a good thing, because in the winter with the snow, a lot of people, you know, I can't be guaranteed that I'll do my show, and I'm not going to do all this work, all this promotion worldwide, and then not have the show. So, but in the groups, I'm a member of 108 groups.
Wow.
And I'm the only female. Thank you, Bruce, again. I always mention him. I met him in my 3rd, of course. My brother's one of his best friends. And so, anyway, I am the only female probably in the world that is allowed to promote and post my shows on Bruce Springsteen's 10 or 12 Bruce Springsteen groups. You know, worldwide, in Spain, in Croatia, in Italy, all over in the United States, and it's just a wonderful thing. So,
they
promoted
that's really great.
Yeah, it is. And it promote, well, they want to know about Asbury Park. And when they know I grew up in Asbury Park and I have all this music background and I have so many friends, you know, and my brother, Billy, second on the monument in Asbury Park as a jazz blues guitarist and went on tour with Clarence Clemons and Ben Crawford for a year and a half. People just want to know it's not me necessarily. It's just my history. It's my growing up in Asbury and, you know, just having that life. I just had dinner with friends of mine from Italy that came in for the second time. I met with them 3 years ago, and we became friends on Facebook. I've had friends from Spain come in and meet with them and give them the grand tour of Asbury and Ocean Grove and Long Branch. So it's just I love the way I'm able to get out there now. Anyway, I'm talking about myself too much. So that does happen. So back to when I should have told you in the beginning. Just interrupt me. Say, hey, Nancy, wait a minute. I have a lot to talk about. So I
well,
want
that's
to know
okay. We're
about...
getting to know each other, Nancy. We don't know each other, and you're probably more interesting than I am anyway. I mean,
Bruce Springsteen does not
let me promote his stuff on his sites, and he probably wouldn't.
Well, you know what? It's because he loves my brother, Billy. And he asked Billy to be his – my brother, Billy's 5 years older than Bruce, and he asked Billy to be his lead guitarist. My brother, Billy, was just a baby. He had his own sheetrock business. And he said, I'm sorry, Bruce, but – and my brother, Billy, really is a jazz blues guitarist, and he is very well known. And he went on tour a few years later with James Cotton Blues Band as the lead guitarist. And then he ended up being one of the leads. He had two – Clarence had two lead guitarists when he opened, had his band and toured for a year and a half with Clarence Clemons and the Red Bank Rockers. So my brother was one of them, the guitarist. And I met Clarence and my brother's lips. So I do have – I'm writing a book now. I have a lot of stories, because I also went to San Diego, and I was there for 28 years and continued my music and singing with a lot, you know, on stage with a lot of very well-known people that I didn't sing with them. I would just get – well, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. But I do have a lot to share. And it's just like I've been single most of my life and able to, you know, get around and do my love, and that's music and entertaining. And when I was first – okay, and I'm going to stop – when my first song was released 4.5 years ago, really released, I mean, I did a compilation CD, the Joey Reynolds Show called up, his talent fire. We want you on our show and bring that guitar and sing that song in Decision. From that moment, when I heard him doing his show before me, and when I went in there and did the show, I said, I am going to have a radio show. And within 8 months, I had a radio show. So that's the story. And I just
Is your music available on the internet? Can we buy it on iTunes or anything?
Oh yes, I post it for free everywhere. Every now and then, to keep myself up in the top 10, I'll go on LinkedIn and Twitter and go, listen to my Jersey girl country rockabilly music. So it's John Harrington was my lead guitarist. He was Steely Dan, and Jeff Lemire was with Hall & Oates, and the last person he was with was Joe Cocker till he died. So he was my audio engineer, but I was the executive record producer. But I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you. But, yeah, people can go just Google me. Go on, Nancy, you know, Ryan Rocks. They know me as Ryan Rocks. Go on, Reverb Nation and Ryan Rocks, my CD, and listen to the whole damn thing for free. I don't make any money on any of this. I really would like to someday, so I could travel around a little bit and visit my grandchildren. None of them live around here. But back to you. So when you were growing up and going to school, see, I went to parochial school, but you went to the public school system. Were you the debating society and things like that? Were you always like interested in telling the news and telling stories and things? See, I'm Irish as well, but I'm Irish German, and I went to Ireland. But I come from a long line of storytellers.
Yes, it's amazing. When I was in Ireland, my brother Michael and I went to Ireland in 1983. I was 3 years out of college, and I guess he was getting ready to go into his junior or senior year. And we decided to take a trip together. And my aunt, my father's oldest sister, was living in Killarney. And she was the widow of an Irish postman, and she inherited his home in Killarney, and she was living there in Ireland, and she was widowed three times. So she was living on She was living on three widows' pensions and had this house in Killarney. And she picked Michael up and I in Donegal. And Shannon at the airport. And we drove in her car visiting all my mother's cousins throughout Western Ireland. My grandmother was from Galway and my grandfather was from Mayo. And
Mayo.
Yeah, well, we might be related.
My mother's ancestors were from County Mayo. My father's ancestors were from Tipperary. So I went to Tipperary, but not County Mayo. But I was in Ireland for 14 days, and I went to a lot of places.
Yeah, but we got to see it like the real people see it. And all my cousins and their friends, you would go into a pub at night, and we went in the summer, so there really was no night. The sun was out until 11 o'clock at night. But we go into a pub and everybody in the place looked like one of my first cousins. It could have been, a Gallagher or Kenny was the side of the family. My mother's maiden name was Kenny, and her mother's maiden name was Glynn, Glynn. And
okay.
So we had all these Kennys and Glynns, it looked like it was at a cousin's party if we go into a pub. And in 1983, what they all wanted to ask the Americans is if we knew J.R. Ewing from Dallas, the TV show, and if we knew Michael Jackson. So,
yeah.
And I started getting disappointed when I said, no, I've never met him. So I started making up stories about what, J.R. and I used to do and dancing with Michael Jackson. And they knew it was malarkey, but we were all laughing and having fun.
Right. Did you go to the castle, the Blarney Castle? The Blarney Castle.
I don't think we did.
You go up and you kiss. Yeah. When I went up there and there were two nuns there and I said, I'm not kissing the Blarney Stone. So I was married at the time. So I got down and somebody was saying, and I was talking up a stream like I usually do. And somebody said to my then husband, they thought I was Irish because I had this real red curly hair, and until I opened my mouth, I just belonged in Ireland because I am, Orion after all, very fair skin and
yes.
blue eyed and red hair. But they said, so your wife, does she have the Blarney? He goes, oh, yeah, she's full of the Blarney, for sure, but it's true. But I didn't know. I wasn't going to kiss the Blarney Stone. I'd have to put a piece of something in between it. And people were kissing the Blarney Stone.
That was the German and you worried about the germs.
No, and exactly. Very funny. Very funny pun. So, and you had to, my back is not that great. I was an ice skater. I fell a million times. I was doing jumps and twists and all that. Anyway, and the shooting duck. You had to lay down backwards. And then you would be actually leaning to this open space that was open. And it was, high, that Blarney Stone. I don't like heights as it is, but it was, difficult. I said, I'm not stretching my neck out over there and do it. I watched, but I didn't participate. But anyway,
we
I
We skipped
Ireland.
The Blarney Stone. We
like
spent a lot of time
years
going
ago.
To visit cousins.
You know what?
Yeah,
I
was
20 years ago. 20 years
yeah,
ago, I
it's
went,
been,
and
it's
the
been...
thing is, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were there 20 years ago.
No, I was going to say, we flew into Dublin, and what I loved is we spent the weekend in Dublin, and we went into the place where you couldn't drive cars. They had the cobblestone stone, and they had all the artists, the poets, and the musicians were all out there singing the Irish song, and the people were so friendly. I mean, the people
oh,
were
yeah.
wonderful. And then I thought, I think I know why. No, I'm not going to say that. Well, I think they really enjoy life. They're so behind the times, though. And I was really mad. Well, they weren't behind the times in one aspect of the thing. It's like, I can't explain it, really. It's like when I went, they didn't have all the modern. They didn't have the Internet. They didn't have the computers. They didn't have any of that. But I wanted to hear genuine Irish music, and then I was very disappointed because when I went into the pubs, they were playing country western music. So
they were playing country western version, and they were watching Dallas on TV.
I know, and they were smoking cigarettes so much, and I couldn't go in there because I wasn't I had smoking way before that. And
surprised me is that they don't call them cigarettes there. We can't use the word, especially in Asbury Park,
right.
that they that what they call the cigarettes. But when someone asked me for one of them, I said, excuse me?
Well, I know. Well, in England, they call them a word, too, but I won't use it on my radio show.
I think it's the same thing. But,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, we won't use that.
Yeah,
term.
But you're right about being the. It was a very interesting historical lesson of my family history, and history in general, because I was there in '83, which is even before you were there. And when I visited my great uncle Matty, who is my grandmother's brother, and he was I think he was maybe the only sibling left. In Ireland, he was living in the same mud hut
right.
that my grandmother was born in, you know,
wow.
and in the late 1800s. And it was like, you know, you go into this thing and it's, you know, it's all lit by, you know, oil lamps, and there's a fireplace where they're not burning wood. They're burning. I forget what they call that
coal.
Stuff. It's a mixture of. Yeah, well, it wasn't even coal.
Oh,
it was
oh,
a mixture
gosh,
of
yeah.
Wood and dirt and grass and but you know, you say, "Oh my God, how do you live
a
there?"
Bog.
But this thing
it's
was standing for 100 years.
A bog,
yes,
bog,
a burning
think?
Bog in the fireplace. And then we went to visit one of my grandfather's. I might have been his sister, and she had. You know, they were much more modern. They had a barn, you know, a red barn
right.
that could be in Middletown or Colts Neck, but you know, it was a working farm with cows and goats, and Michael
mm-hmm.
and I got to milk the cows, which I still haven't done here stateside, although you could still do it in New Jersey if you wanted to, I guess.
Right.
So it was fascinating, and the Al Gore had not yet invented the internet, I don't think, in 1983, or if he had, it wasn't it wasn't a public, readily available to the public. It was a different time, you know, when we didn't have digital cameras.
Yeah.
We had to take pictures and then get them home and get them developed at the photo store or the drugstore.
Right.
So there was no Facebook.
Right. I went to Killarney. I remember, and Killarney was a really great place, but I remember when they were really seeking out Americans and willing to pay them to go to Australia, and, you know, because of our technology, to go teach them the technology. And I think that Ireland had possibly maybe done the same thing and sought out Americans to go over there. I know that because of the cost, the reason I ended up going over there was because the company that my ex lived with, they had a factory over in Ireland because it was so much, you know, cost effective for them to have their manufacturing plant in Ireland instead of in the United States. So as we know, a lot of people have factories, you know, in other countries today. But
sure.
That's why I was able to go, and it didn't cost me to go either. So, and I was 10 days, and I had a lot of free time to myself because my ex was working at the time, so I had all the days free to go and explore. And I would just, one day I was on a bus, I was the only person on the bus. And this, he was just telling me everything. He would stop and let me take pictures. He took me to this great little town that was like the oldest medieval town. I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the name of it. It was a very strange, long name. But I went and I met this woman, redhead too, and she owned a little antique shop. And I must have stayed with her for like 3-4 hours talking to her. And it was just, I'll never forget it. And the country, I have like a whole album of the sheep, you know, with the black faces, they're beautiful sheep, the Irish sheep, we'll call them Irish sheep. They're so pretty. And I would call them and I would say, look over here, you know, I would talk to the animals. And I have them right behind me. I have like about 6 big buck steers in the forest. And I have the females, you know, the females too, but they live every summer there right in my backyard. I look through my window and see them and I love it. I feed all the birds and all that, but I love animals and nature. But so I did a lot of exploring by myself in Ireland, and it was just, I can't tell you how wonderful it was. And someday, I wish I had my cousins, the Bowlers, they have dual citizenship. because they still have relatives there, which if you have relatives there, I'm sure you can have dual citizenship. I wish
I'm eligible for dual citizenship because my grandparents were born there. Well, and a couple of my siblings have gotten it, but I haven't. And I, you know, someday I might, but I just, you know, I haven't done it.
Well, I would like that because I'm able to, like, I would be able to now in my elder years, I would be able to go in 2 months if I had dual citizenship. But as it is now, you would need to have a visa, and I don't think a visa would give you that amount of time to be there. But anyway, I don't think, I mean, I would have to research. I may have relatives there that I don't even know, you know, because I didn't really follow through with all of the going back into the ancestry. But I do know that my grandmother came over here, my grandmother, who was half German and married an Irishman, she came over here when she was 3 years old from Germany, and my grandfather came over here when he was very young. So I may have relatives there, but I just don't know them, and that's the way it is. So, but anyway, getting back to your what's in your future now that you have like 26 or more, almost probably 30,000 active members of your, you know, of your Facebook, and you're doing the musings, and you're very involved in everything. People, I want to just tell you that this is really Art's focus. Is very diversified because his Monmouth County News is a place to share information of interest to residents of Monmouth County, New Jersey. Government, politics, business, sports, schools, entertainment, religion, health, real estate, legal, etc. And so that's why I believe that you allowed me to post my radio shows because it is entertainment. My show is meant to be entertaining. It's not.
Yes, and you're
and you're
Monmouth County centric. It's not a science to how we've grown the blog, and the Facebook group, and I really can't even say how I know it, that I know how it grew so fast, other than you know it started attracting good content and people started sharing it, and I invited other reporters to do it, and I allowed, you know, realtors and other businesses to put their stuff in it. And, you know, people
That's
just came in
it.
And sometimes people like it and sometimes people don't like it. I always, you know, I came from the philosophy that the internet is a place where people are looking for information and they're looking for entertainment and they're looking for news that is pertaining to themselves and their lives. So, you know,
exactly.
If you want to be in the Monmouth County News Group, if your Facebook profile indicates that you're a resident of any town in Monmouth County, you're pretty much in automatically.
Right.
You know, there's also a Monmouth County in the United Kingdom, and we started getting a lot of people wanting to belong from there, and I just wouldn't put them in because I knew that's not what they were looking for.
Right.
You know, but sometimes there's a big surge of people wanting to get in. You know, in the last week we've had 700 new members, and some days, you know, some weeks it's, you know, less than 100.
Right.
But people hear about it and they come into it, and it's open to people, you know, to sharing stuff. People are coming from out of Monmouth County, and it looks like they're just coming to spam and to sell their wares or their services.
Yeah,
I don't
you
like
have
them
to really. No, of course not.
Yeah,
and
there was a big surge. You know, there was a big surge of people coming from Staten Island and Brooklyn and North Jersey back in the late spring, early summer. And I said, well, maybe people are coming to try to find out what's going on down the shore. So I started letting them in. And, you know, and we'll see. I have another administrator, Louise Porto Regine, and, her husband Ron and I used to be office mates when I started my leasing company. He had his moving company right across the hall in our office building over in Belford, and we got to be friendly. And when the group got to be like 200 or 300 members, 2,000 or 3,000 members, I said I needed another administrator, and she jumped right in within 30 seconds. And we've been able to, without even communicating much, kind of understand what we both like about the group. And, you know, we follow what, you know, people, if people start complaining, we'll follow to what people are complaining about. And we might,
right.
for a while there last summer, we banned conversation of, or last spring before the presidential nominations were set.
Oh, for sure.
The,
you
know,
don't want
people...
that going on. No, you don't want no, that.
No, we said, okay, no more national news in here. Yeah.
Right.
And then,
right. Yeah.
And then, you know, and then, you know, it started creeping in again, and then people start complaining, and then we'd say sometimes it just dies out and takes care of itself. Sometimes we got to throw some people out of the group. You know, but
right.
we just kind of watch, you know, the group kind of directs itself, and we just kind of watch it and see what's going to, you know, what makes it still
mm-hmm.
to be useful to the people of Monmouth County, because that's our focus. Because I think
right,
Monmouth
exactly.
County is an extraordinarily special place where we have, you know, an amazing city like Asbury Park, an amazing diversity like Asbury Park. And we've got
right.
beautiful farms out in Colts Neck and Manalapan and Marlborough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got, you know,
I want to mention Freehold, too,
yeah.
because, of course, you know, that's where Bruce came from. But I was very fortunate. I'm just thinking now about Good Morning with the Boss Club. It was the very first group that I was able to – actually, Ronald, he God bless his soul, he's in heaven now. Ronald Davis, my good friend, one of my best friends for many years, was the founder of Good Morning with the Boss Club. And I bugged him. I didn't know him. I kept just bugging him and saying, you know, I grew up in Asbury Park. Will you please put my CD on? And he's the only group that I ever asked to put my CD on. I just had a feeling about it. And so I bugged him, and he always told the story. Oh, this girl, she kept bugging me. Would you put my CD on there since I grew up in Asbury? So he finally did, and he not only put it on one weekend, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday night. He did it like three weekends in a row, or almost for 2 months. And from that, like he did so much for me because he was so funny. He used to say to me, Nancy, you ain't going to make it in Asbury Park with that country music of yours, you know. And then when I got into radio, like, and I took him on his first, I was asked to be to sing at Old Freehold Day, which is a big deal every year. And I did it, of course, and it was really great. I got a whole band together within a week, and it was a lot of fun. So people go to, you know, I mean, Asbury, of course, yes, but don't forget Freehold is a really hopping town, and they have a great community there, and they have a lot of music there, and it's a fun place to go. I really like it.
Freehold is a great town. Downtown Freehold is a
it's
not too crowded, but there's a lot of great stuff going on there. It's a lot of fun, and surprisingly.
And Red Bank.
Oh, Red Bank's great. But you got a town, you know, I'm a Bayshore guy that lives in Highlands. And on the Bayshore.
Oh, I like Highlands,
We got Keensburg making a real comeback. There's a lot of interesting, fascinating development over there.
My grandmother, McGovern, I used to visit her. She had chickens and everything there. Sarah McGovern, lived in Keensburg. Years ago, I mean, when
I was
growing up, we used to go there.
Well, now you have to go to Eatontown to see the chickens.
I got lost, and I ended up in that area, and I'm like, wow, I never knew it was like this here. I got lost one day. But getting back to Ronald, I just want to say one more thing about him. He was a wonderful guy, and he passed away over several years ago. I'm not sure exactly of the date, but him to promote Old Freehold Day, and I took a lot of people of my friends that since have gotten into radio because of me, because I took them to radio shows and they got the bug. And but he really said to me, Nancy, your thing's radio. You are going to make it really, you know, big in radio. And I think that I've done an unbelievable job of networking, but I've only done it because of the people that were willing to come on my show as guests, for the nonprofits that I picked up immediately. My first nonprofit was, and I'm going to get to that, but I'll just tell you, my first nonprofit was Minister Steve Brigham, who I really like a lot.
I really admire his work.
Yes, I do. And so I've had him. I've had Jack Fallow, who did the Destiny's Bridge. I'm going to announce my nonprofits in a little bit. I'm just looking at the time, and it's like 10 after. So like I said, the time would fly. And
10 after, we just got started, Nancy.
I know it. We could go for like another 3 hours probably. But
we didn't get to talk about high school, college, and my corporate career or any of that yet.
I know. I went to Asbury High School for 1 year. Where did you go to high? And where did you go to high school?
I went to Bergenfield High
School,
home of the Bears.
Right. So and
home of the Bears.
We used to march in the
band used to march in the Macy's Parade, and we would do Giants games and Jets games, halftime shows. It was really special.
That is great. I went immediately, and after 3 days after I graduated from Shore Regional High School, I went to New York City and lived with my aunt and uncle. They were very Bohemian, and I lived with them, and I was on Madison Avenue and 60th Street, right, like where Central Park was, and I worked there.
Yeah, it's Richie.
And then I moved back here for a while, and then I ended up moving up there and staying there for 8 years when I married my high school sweetheart to Madison Park High School. So I loved New York, of course, and I met a lot of people. I love New York. I like new things. Life is full of learning new things and going new places, and I'm like, I guess, a little bit of an adventurer. I wish I could travel more. So I don't know what's coming my way in the future. What are you planning for your future, Art?
I don't have my future planned much beyond the end of this year, but there's a couple things that opportunities that I'm exploring. I'm committed to a bunch of stuff through the end of the year, and then there's some opportunities that I'm exploring. I might just keep doing what I'm doing, or I might go in a whole different direction. It's we'll see.
Right. Well, I just find it very, like, I used to work for this woman, and it was a whole big corporation in San Diego, and she said, Nancy, you are always up to something new, like Sufi dancing, African drumming. What are you doing next? Like, and that's what I do with my life. I mean, I just find that it's so interesting. So I just did I had my debut as an actress, and I was offered another part in a movie in Staten Island, but I didn't go there because I had my brother family coming in. He comes just once a year from Miami. But I'm going to be in another film, and it's just life is so exciting. You never know what's going to come your way. Like, one thing leads to another, in other words. And after my 5 years, I just want to give a shout out to my friend Vinny Lopez. Vinny, on my 5-year anniversary in radio, you know you still have to interview me. Vinny was on my show 2 times, and Vinny called and said, can I come tonight, when I had friends of his come on? So, Vinny, you know, you got to interview me on my show. We'll just do it on the phone. You can be the host, and I'll be being interviewed. And we have so much fun when we get together. He's so funny, Vinny Lopez. But so anyway, plans. I always like to kind of have in the back of my mind these goals. So my goal is to, like, go, like, not national, because I'm already kind of worldwide, but I want to bridge out and get my shows in the UK. I want to, like, marry up with some radio stations in different countries. And that's what I want to do. And then if somebody, like, in Monmouth County or the Asbury Park Press or somebody wants to offer me a show, I would be absolutely willing to do that. But I'm retired, so I only want to do a few shows a month. I'm not going to go to work, like, every day. I'm not into that.
Well, good for you.
I have to laugh at
Elon Musk will hear your show, and you'll have the first radio show on Mars.
Well, somebody should, right. I'll tell you what. No, I've been offered to do, like, they said, Nancy, write a documentary, and we'll produce it, you know. But I'm writing a book now, and between the music and the radio show and the book and the movies and I like to sleep, and I don't know how much more I can do. Like, I'm kind of lazy. I know it sounds like I'm not, because I'm busy, but I'm only busy, like, maybe, like, now. I'm busy for a few hours, then I have to, like, be unbusy for, like, I don't know. I'm only busy a few hours out of the day, maybe 4 hours a day. And the rest of the day I like to play, and I like to just go to sleep.
Well, playing can be busy, too. Playing can be productive. And you sure have a lot of energy now.
Yeah, I know. I'm so behind. I have to do another Danny Clinch promotion. I'm so behind because I'm lazy. I went last week, and I have all these great – see, I'm an amateur photographer. And actually, Frank DeFanco was on my show, and Danny Clinch. And Frank DeFanco's always going, I love your photographs, Nancy. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. But anyway, a lot of people that are musicians love photography. A lot of creative people like you and like the people that come on my show – are multi-talented. They don't just do one thing. They do many, many things. So I could go on forever, but I must say thank you at this time. Thank you so much, Art, for being on my show, for allowing me to post my radio shows on your page. I probably will go back to promoting artists and, you know, musicians and painters, sculptors. I probably will sway back into my you know, go away from the news. I may not be doing any more of, I don't know, but I have a feeling that I will do what I really enjoy, and that's entertainment. You know, maybe get some people that are on Broadway to come on my show, things like that.
I think that would be great. I think it would be great for the group. So please promote that stuff in the group.
Yeah,
and share it when you're doing a movie. If you're doing a movie, share the movie. If you're, and share links to your music.
I will. I'll give a shout out. Actually, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. I have so little time left, and I always go over. And they're so good to me. They never cut me off. They always give me more time. But the thing is, I should maybe extend my time to 1 hour. That's what I need to do. The movie that I was in, I'll give a shout out. It's called That Life, and the producer director is Sean Guest. He's a local guy from Asbury Park, and also. Bob Cleary is a co-producer. It's going to be that I understand, I hope I'm not giving misinformation, but from what I heard, we are going to get into the movie and film festival that's going to be in March in Asbury Park at the Paramount. So I'm hoping that I'm going to see my green. I mean, that will be a real treat for me because, you know, I've done a video at the Stone Pony for one of my songs. That was years ago. But I've never done a speaking acting part. I've been in an extra with movies with Pierce Brosnan and stuff like that in California, but I've never been a speaking actress. And so now my mother was a singer and an actress. So, and had, you know, 8 children. It's kind of crazy, but she was like an amazing woman. So I thank my mom and my father both for all the talent that she's given to all of us, you know, 8 kids. But Art, thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. I can't believe
it. I will,
and
thank you so
have.
Much for having me. The next time we're together, we should tell our stories of being movie extras. I was an extra in Bonfire of the Vanities with Geraldo and Tom Hanks and Bruce Willis. It's a fascinating story.
Fabulous. See, I told you. I know that all of my – I have to extend my show longer because – and maybe, you know, even incorporate – you're giving me an idea to incorporate these questions into, like, so, like, what other – well, usually, you know, I do say, well, what other hobbies do you like or what have you done, you know. But, yeah, we could talk forever, and I knew that was going to be the case. That's why I said – Art and I will have a great deal to talk about.
it's been a lot of fun, Nancy. Thank you so much for having me. Make sure you get your promos in for the end of the show.
Oh, I will. And thank you so much. I'm going to now read off my – you can hang up if you like, but I'm going to – thank you again. And
You're so very welcome.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, you're quite welcome. It was my pleasure. So that was Art Gallagher. Please go and enjoy – Monmouth County News, I mean, it is really incredible. The information that he, you know, I mean, you can go to all the other news sites and you can read the newspaper. I like to do that. I'll pick up the Asbury Park Press because I want to feel it. I want to read the articles. I want to look through it and see the photographs. But I love the Asbury Park News. I always have. I love to go into their archives and look at all of the old photographs, but I must get to a very important part of my show and do it fast because I'm out of time. My nonprofits are, and they've all been on my radio show except for one. I'm trying to have her on. Minister Steve Brigham of Tent City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation, Mr. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express and restaurateur, owner of the wonderful, wonderful Supper Club on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, and many others. Patricia Ario, artist. Well, she's not with the Info Age Science History Learning Center anymore. So please go to her Facebook page, Patricia Ario, and you will find out where her brand new studio is, and you can go visit her. I call her the Tilly Artist. She does a variety of art. Jersey Shore Rescue Mission in Asbury Park, New Jersey on Memorial Drive. Those are my 10 nonprofits. And if you have any time, talent, money, anything that you can contribute to those nonprofits, I'm sure that they would all really appreciate it. And you'll get a lot more out of it, really, spiritually, and just to fill, it will fill you up and you will be a happy person by doing it. I also want to say that just as of last year, I took on a wonderful sponsor, Dr. Inna Silman, Smiles on Broadway. It's her third office. Her and her husband have wonderful practice, and she gave me that beautiful Hollywood smile so that I could be in my very first movie, That's Life, with Sean Guest, the director. And also, Dr. David Marin, he's a chiropractor, and he is owner of the Marin Wellness Center, and it's on Avenue of the Commons in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. And they have a wonderful doctor there, a doctor of physical therapy, and they do it all there. I mean, they helped me enormously with my back. I went there for 3 months, and they were just wonderful to me. And they are my second sponsor for my radio show, and I thank them so much for a barter that we did. I barter with these two sponsors that I have, and they've helped me out, you know, in every way to be able to continue to do what I do. And what I love the best is my show, Ryan Rocks It, Asbury Park Style. So good night, everybody, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. I hope the weekend is great. And, you know, get down there on the beach and enjoy the rest of the summer. Okay, till the next Thursday, I'm signing off. Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. Bye-bye, everybody.